Hi, KTWB.
Hey, this is Joe Nichols.
Joe Nichols, it's Chris and Doc.
What's up, man?
We've been waiting for you to call. We're so excited. We've had a lot of caffeine. Good morning. It's good to talk to you.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Fantastic. We're excited about the show tonight at the District. Happy to have you in Sioux Falls. How's the, where are you, what have you been up to, and where are you going from
traveling
here?
The dude's on the road, and he's everywhere.
You're all over the place, aren't you?
Well, certainly great to be in high demand these days. It's a very good feeling to be able to play as many shows as we're playing and to do the size of the shows that we're doing. Very happy about that. It's been a great run over the past 16 months at radio, thanks to you guys playing Sunny in 75 and kind of, relaunching everything for me. So it's been a busy touring year, and we've been busy planning next year, which is something I've been really excited about, bigger things next year. And also enjoying the Lady Antebellum tour this year. It's been quite a lot.
Yeah, you've had a lot going on. And you said, you thank us for playing the songs. You just keep putting out great song after great song. We got no problem playing them. So you've done well.
Kind of you to say that.
You're on the road now. I know you're coming to see us tonight here at the District in Sioux Falls. I believe tickets might still be available. You're going to have to check out the District to find out more information. Listeners can go to our website, follow the link at ktwb.com. When you have to describe your show, Joe, to anybody who's never been to one, what do we expect tonight when we hear Joe Nichols at the District?
Well, first of all, I think everybody should know I'm kind of a goofball. So it's not going to feel like a stuffy show, hopefully. But I like to, pay tribute to some of the older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We throw a George Jones cover in there. Probably the countryest thing I do in my set is Baby's Got Back. I like to
the countryest.
I do. It's my take on rap. I think there's a lot of country guys that are taking country to rap. So I'm going to take rap to country.
I like the way you're looking at this.
You're just going to own it.
Yeah, that's right. No shame.
As you've been out traveling around, what's the coolest place you've? I have a series of questions for you, and this is the easiest one.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the coolest place you've been so far? As far as when you get out from traveling and you can go around and look at stuff.
Wow, man, that's hard. There's so many places that have cool things to do. Like that Power and Light District in Kansas City is a neat thing. Ballpark Village at St. Louis at the Busch Stadium there is a really neat kind of environment. A great place to play. And as far as big venues like arenas, that kind of thing. A lot of them are the same. A lot of them have just the same feel, a big, big shed with the amphitheater lawn, and they all kind of are similar. The one up near Woodstock is always fun. It was a fun one to play. We did that a few weeks ago. Billy Bob's Fort Worth, Texas.
A great
place to play. So we're hoping to make some of those memories in South Dakota.
Tonight at the District, Joe Nichols, our guest this morning. Can you stick around? I got some more questions for you, and they get harder from here.
Don't tell him that.
Joe Nichols, our guest on the Chris and Doc Show. Thanks for sticking around. We are looking forward to having you in town tonight. Are you ready for the harder parts of this quiz?
I feel like there's a big build up here. All right, go ahead.
No, we just didn't warn you that there was going to be a pop quiz this morning. Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you this. They're not important questions at all,
no.
But they're going to bug
you. See, everybody asks those same old questions. Mm-hmm.
We like to get to know Joe Nichols.
Exactly.
All right.
What's the best concert you've ever been to? In your entire life, you only get to name one. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
I only get to name one. Damn.
Okay, you can name your top three.
All right, I'll give you my top. Give me my top two. My very first concert I ever saw was George Strait.
This is back
before Pure Country. This is like in 1980, 87 or 88. And he's touring with Patti Loveless, which is a friggin' awesome bill. I've had the time of my life. And then I got a chance to see Merle Haggard in Owensboro, Kentucky, in like 1999-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood on the side of the stage for that and just kind of sat there in awe the whole night. So,
I bet. Some
of my favorites.
That's a couple of good ones.
All right, it gets a little harder here. Who's your favorite artist of all time? Unless it's a simple one, this is a hard question.
Right.
Some people can just, there's no question, but who's your favorite artist of all time?
Favorite artist of all time? Well, Merle's been my number one guy, for my entire life, as far as I can remember. But, it's so hard because there's so many, icons in country music. You go back to Hank Williams, and it's hard to beat Hank Williams as being the best ever. as far as artists goes. You know, he kind of invented what we know as country music now. I don't know. For me, it's, you know, I love the singers that are phenomenal singers and they're great songwriters. So Merle Haggard is probably that number one for me.
All right, and here's the final one. This one,
do you want to let him give him a moment to catch his breath? You're hitting him hard here.
this one terrifies. This question is one I can't answer, so it's hard for me to even ask. What's your favorite song of all time?
Favorite song? He's top 11 here today, probably. My favorite, what I think the best country song ever written is. That and maybe Gangnam Style, too. I don't know.
All right, it's a toss-up.
Let me write that one down. Joe Nichols.
I want to hear that tonight.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I got to change that. What does the fox say?
Okay. Okay, now that's much.
We're talking true genius, and we need to include those.
True genius.
I'm starting to change my opinion about Joe Nichols. Joe Nichols tonight at the District in Sioux Falls. If you don't have your tickets yet, go get them. Why don't you? Mm-hmm. We're going to see everybody. Oh. We're going to pack that place tonight for a great show. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it myself, guys. I can't wait.
Tell us about your band. How many guys in your band or people in your band? What are we looking at tonight? How full are we filling the stage?
There's six of us on stage and six of us off stage. So, okay. Crew is about as big as the band is.
No kidding.
There's a lot of us running around up there looking like idiots, yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see you tonight at the District. Tickets, you can go to ktwb.com. And we have one more pair.
Yes, we do.
To give away this morning to tonight's show at the District. Joe Nichols, our guest. Joe, thanks for joining us.
That's my pleasure, guys. Thank you. It's been fun.